This is the Life and Business by Human Design show. And on this episode, I'm going to share with you behind the scenes of deeply leaning into trusting your authority, even when it doesn't make sense. So let's get into the episode. Welcome to the Life and Business by Human Design show. I am your host, Caroline Linder, Master Coach and Human Design Junkie. And this show is all about what it takes to create sustainable success in your life and business, whatever success looks and sounds and feels like to you. I want to welcome you to this show. This is a place where you can really tap into what is it that makes you uniquely you? What can you learn and know and discover and trust within yourself that you can then take in order to create a massive impact in the world? We're going to talk human design. We're going to have interviews with amazing people. This is a show where it all comes together and you can truly begin to create your life and business by human design. Let's get into it. Hey, hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Life and Business by Human Design show. I am your host, Caroline, and today I am coming in hot to share with you a real life example of following your authority, even when it doesn't make sense. So a lot of you know already that so much has changed for me over the last few months in lots of different aspects of my life. And a couple of weeks ago, I started to have this deep-seated feeling that it was time to change things up significantly. And this happens to me more regularly than I would care to admit. And it's always this interesting reminder of some of the energy that I have through my chart. So my conscious earth placement is in gate 51, which in traditional human design is known as the gate of shock. This gate, if you look at it through the lens of the gene keys, is all about initiative. It's about initiation. It's about change through something setting off a catalyst. And this has happened for me so many times in my life that I kind of have just gotten used to it. But I knew that another evolution was coming. As lots of things were changing, it was going to ask that I change in lots of other ways as well. And so there is going to be some changes coming. And more change is coming. And in knowing that, my spleen has very, very clearly been communicating with me about what is healthy for me moving forward and where I want to be focusing my energy and not focusing my energy over the next little while. And so in honoring my spleen and listening to those quiet nudges and those instincts that I have about what is right for me, I became aware of the fact that my spleen was definitely sending me a very clear message about what I am committed to right now, how much I'm committed to right now, and some changes that I want to make an experiment with. And so I am leaning in and trusting that authority and trusting that nudge and that instinct to change some things up. And so in honor of that, and the fact that I need to walk my talk, I am going to lean in and follow the nudges that I'm being given, even though I'm not even sure that they 100% make sense to me right now, much less are going to make sense to anyone else. So after this episode, I am putting the podcast on pause. I don't know how long that pause is going to be for. I am committed to having a few weeks off. And as I was kind of making the plans and setting the wheels in motion in the background for the podcast to go on pause, I actually had this sudden sort of inspiration, this nudge from my spleen that I should also not be spending so much time on social media, which is huge because basically I have been building community and brands on social media since 2017. It has been a really long time. It's like 7 years, and I kind of wonder whether it's a bit of a 7-year cycle piece, but I'm really feeling the call to spend a lot less time on social media, to create less on social media, to just be in different spaces and use my energy differently. And so I am going to, from the end of March, take a month at least where there'll be no podcast. I'll still communicate with my list via the newsletter, via my weekly emails. So if you are not on my email list, sign up for the starter kit, sign up for your free chart, or reach out to me and I'll get you on that list before I make the changes. And then my intention is to not really show up on social media for that month. I'm going to open my inbox to all of the people that are currently in my program so I can answer their questions, all that kind of stuff, still have all that support, but just not really through the realm of social media. And I might get a couple of weeks in and my spleen might be like, you know what, green light to go back to social media. And that's totally great. That's amazing. But my intention is to follow my spleen. And right now my spleen is telling me it's time to take a bit of a break. So I won't be taking a break from my clients. I'm still going to be showing up for all of those things. There'll still be things that you can purchase. I'll still have emails going out, but I'm going to have a bit of a break from this forward-facing piece of my business, the podcast and the social media, because that's what my spleen is telling me to do right now. And I don't know what the end of that will look like. I don't know what the rest of the evolution is going to look like. There's so many changes happening, but that's what feels good. And so that is what I'm going to go ahead and do. So I really hope that by doing this, it challenges you to follow the nudges, the instinct, the intuition, you know, the whispers of your authority for what it is that is best for you right now. There is so much going on in the world, so much going on in all the spaces. And so sometimes, you know, it's really important for us to get quiet and actually go through our life and figure out, like, what is still aligned? What isn't still aligned? How do I feel about all these pieces? And what do I want things to look like going forward? And that's really the process that I've kind of been undergoing for probably the last month or so. And I don't know what's going to come out in the wash, but I just know that the key for me is to follow my strategy and authority, follow the invitations and the recognition, and follow what my spleen is telling me is right for me in this moment. And so that is exactly what I'm going to do by taking this hiatus. As I said, if you are not on my email list, jump on there because that is going to give you the opportunity to keep communicating with me. If you are in any of my programs, don't worry. We will give you plenty of notice, explain how things are going to work, and you'll have the opportunity to jump into my inbox if you have questions. But this is really just going to create a bit of space for me and just a bit of time and opportunity for me to explore other things, or maybe just to not explore things and just have more space. So I'm really excited about that. And my spleen is a hell yes for that. And literally, as I've been recording this episode, I can feel the energies in my head just, you know, nodding along to this is the right move. So I'm not saying that this is the end. I don't know what things are going to look like. If you have not listened to the back catalog of amazing episodes that I have for the podcast, then make sure that you go ahead and do that. Jump on my email list. I'm going to be interested to see what unfolds as I just allow this evolutionary process to happen and follow my strategy and authority, just like I'm always asking my clients to do. This time the universe is having, you know, a little joke with me and asking me to do the same thing. And so I'm excited to see what unfolds. So if there's something that you know you should be following your strategy and authority about and you're not, here is your challenge to do that. And I look forward to communicating with you somehow and seeing you, talking to you, emailing with you, whatever it's meant to be on the flip side. All right, you have an amazing week. Thank you for listening to this episode. And I can't wait to see what happens when you use your strategy and authority. Don't hesitate to send me an email and let me know about all the amazing things that happen when you really lean into your design. All right, I will talk to you guys maybe later, maybe soon, maybe somewhere else on the interwebs. Have an amazing week. Bye for now.